And welcome back on Husker Radio. It's News Director Tristan Winder. Glad to sit down with Sustainable Beef CEO David Briggs. Mr. Briggs, good to talk to you, sir. Appreciate you taking some time for us.
Yep, thanks, Tristan. Appreciate being on your call.
Now, Mr. Briggs, we know that it was a big day, obviously, Wednesday, with the big partnership being officially announced by Sustainable Beef LLC and Walmart.
That's correct. Yep, so we actually have come to agreement on our offtake agreement with Walmart and how our organization is going to all be structured, and got our financing all in place with the Farm Credit System, and we're ready to have everything signed off and closed, so we're ready to start construction and should have that started here in the next couple weeks.
Wow, so this is big news. I think we kind of knew a couple weeks ago that the fundraising goal for Sustainable Beef was nearing its conclusion for the time being, as there was an official transaction that took place between the North Platte City Council and the North Platte, the Redevelopment Authority. So does this kind of solidify that even more, Mr. Briggs?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, this is we completed that deal with the CRA. And so now we have the ability to work on that process, on that location on the east side of North Platte. And we should have our dirt moving equipment there very soon to start filling in the holes so we can raise the elevation so we're outside the floodplain.
Yeah, and that's what the tax increment financing is going to be used for, is to raise that ground level, if memory serves correct.
That'd be correct. That's one of the items that's eligible for, yes, is to do infrastructure work. And that's, you know, we'll basically consume all that money doing that, yes.
Now, Mr. Briggs, for those that are unaware, kind of break down what this partnership between Sustainable Beef and Walmart means for the area and for the meatpacking plant.
Right. So really the concept we've come up with is really all the way from conception to the consumer. So really everybody in the whole supply chain is connected in this organization. We have you know, ranchers who actually, you know, calve, you know, breed and calve out the calves. We have people that feed the livestock, and we have our plant there at North Platte to actually process the livestock. And now we also have a retailer who can actually, you know, sell the beef, the final product, into the consumers. And that whole process is very important. You know, early on we came up with what we call the four C's. And the first C was that I needed a city, which North Platte stepped up back in August of 2020 and said we'd like to have this project. And then we needed cattle, and I've got 26 feedlots that have committed to bring us the cattle we need to supply the plant. And then we needed capital, and that's something that, you know, our investors, as well as including Walmart and also our bank, which is Farm Credit, the Farm Credit System, they're financing the operation. So I got that C covered. And the final C, though, is we have to figure out how to consume the beef, because it doesn't do any good to build this plant and produce all this beef if we don't have any place to sell it.
Sure.
And that's where what Walmart brought to the table is they have the market, and we're actually working together to provide, you know, very consistent quality beef to the consumer. And actually several of our feedlots made this comment before. They've had people ask, you know, I sure would like to be able to buy some of your, you know, one of your animals or some of your beef. And when now we can actually just say, just go to your local Walmart and you're buying our beef. And we think this is just a really good relationship we've put together with Walmart.
It sounds like a win-win to me, Mr. Briggs.
We agree. We think that, you know, Walmart's the largest retailer in the country. And we just think that to have them on our team is a huge win for all of our cattlemen that want to participate with Sustainable Beef.
And obviously having them on the team does mean that they are a minority holder now with Sustainable Beef, if I'm understanding this correctly, and they'll have representation on the board.
That's correct. Yep, they do have, they'll have a couple seats on our board, but they are a minority owner. And as one of the other things from the founders from day one, we wanted to one of the knocks on this project is you're going to build it and then the big four will just own it from someday. And we said, no, that's not the case. So one of the things we wanted to do is if the plant is ever sold, we wanted the cattlemen to have the final say on if it was ever sold. And so the structure we've put together, that is possible. So we still have majority ownership of the equity.
Now, Mr. Briggs, moving forward, what can we expect here? We do have an official groundbreaking ceremony on the books for early October. So what are we looking at this project moving forward, sir?
Right. So our official groundbreaking is going to be October 4th. That's what the date that really works for all the people involved in that event. We expect to actually be doing activity on the site before that is my expectation. I would say probably in the next 2 weeks we'll be starting moving dirt. Probably going to take us about at least 3 months to move the dirt we need. And then once that's done, then we'll start working on the foundations and so forth. Our construction company is Schmeckle Construction out of Fort Morgan, Colorado. They specialize in building these beef processing facilities. I believe this is the 19th plant that they've built, and we're very happy to have them be the one to build it for us. I think, again, we have the best people building it. They use tremendous, a lot of Nebraska subcontractors, and actually on all their plants, and a lot of those people are very happy to work on a plant in Nebraska. So you'll see a lot of activity out on the site, start here in a couple weeks.
And Mr. Briggs, for folks that are unaware, could you give us the Reader's Digest on what is Sustainable Beef LLC?
All right, so Sustainable Beef is an entity we put together in 2020. It was started with 8 founding members who all have deep Nebraska ties or ties to the beef process. And we're just trying to make a difference in the beef industry, in particular adding a little bit of shackle space, which is more capacity in the beef processing plant nationwide. We'll be about 1.5% of the nation's supply of beef when we get this thing at capacity. And as we went through 2020, which was the COVID, and if you remember, during COVID, we had to shut some of the beef plants down overnight across mm-hmm. the nation, and how quickly that impacted our beef supply at the supermarket. And so that just really emulated how short our cattle supply is and how there really was a need for some more shackle space. And so our goal was to add a little bit more shackle space, and that's really what brought everybody together in the summer of 2020 to start this project.
And this is an exciting project, too, that's going to employ roughly 800 individuals in the North Platte area, not to mention all the support industries that's going to bring in as well.
That's correct. Yeah, we're estimating a little over 800 employees. And, Ernie Goss from Creighton University did our impact study probably about a year and a half ago, and he estimated it's over $1 billion a year benefit to the city of North Platte, and that we actually would add probably around to 2,000 employees to the town, and because of all the ancillary businesses that will come to town, and not even in regard to our processing plant, but just as people live and need places to eat and places to get their cars fixed.
Sure.
So forth, just a lot of ancillary business will come because there's more population.
Mr. Briggs, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, exciting day for North Platte and the state of Nebraska, and also a very exciting day for the beef industry.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Briggs. Appreciate the time. Look forward to having you on the program sometime again in the near future, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Tristan.